rights and legitimate interests.
The trademark holder must prove all three of the required elements stated in 4A to force the transfer or cancellation of a domain name under the UDRP. In theory, then, a domain name registrant can prevail by negating any one of the three required elements, either by showing that the domain name is not identical or confusingly similar to the trademark, by showing that the registrant has rights or legitimate interests in the domain name, or by showing that the domain name was not registered and is not being used in bad faith. In fact, trademark holders generally prevail solely on their rights or legitimate interests in the name. Apart from the specific provisions in the UDRP providing for this defense, there may also be two other explanations for this focus on legitimate uses. First, trademark holders are unlikely to bring a suit over a domain name unless it was at least somewhat similar to their mark, even if it failed to meet the identical or confusingly similar threshold. Second, bad faith registration use analysis is so intertwined with the presence or absence of the legitimate interests that respondents can only defend against the allegation of bad faith by proving some sort of legitimate interest which trumps the complainant's allegations. Use or preparations to use in connection with a bona fide offering of goods and services. Cases decided in favor of respondents on the basis of the first factor of the legitimate interest prongs can be divided into two types: those in which the respondent is selling goods and services, and those in which the respondent is selling the domain name itself. A typical case decided in favor of a respondent on the basis of sales or preparations to sell goods and services is E-Auto versus Triple S Auto Parts. In that case, the respondent, an operator of a long-standing business that sold auto lamps, decided to begin selling the same products on the Internet. The panelist held that the letter, quote, E, preceding a product has come to be understood as an electronic, Internet-based form of the same product, end quote. Therefore, E-Auto Lamps is an example of an Internet-based description of a generic product. On this basis, the arbitrator ruled for the respondent. A number of cases have focused on the generic quality of the domain as a principal indicator of whether or not the domain is logically connected to a bona fide offering of goods and services. The passive holding of domain names for the purpose of selling them may evidence bad faith under 4B1 if aimed at a particular mark holder. The marketing of generic domain names has been deemed a legitimate use by a number of panelists. In these cases, the, quote, genericness, end quote, of a domain is important determinant of the outcome, though other factors such as the timing of the respondent's awareness of the existence of the mark are also important. A typical approach to the marketing of domain names can be found in Allocation Network versus Gregory, in which the panelist ruled in favor of a registrant on the grounds that it had a legitimate interest in using a common word as a domain name for sale. Note that in order to show a legitimate interest in marketing of domain names, 4B1 seems to require that the marketing occur prior to the registrant's knowledge that the trademark existed. Otherwise, it will be deemed a bad faith registration of the name. Nevertheless, one panel has ruled that if a party had a legitimate interest in selling descriptive domain names, then the offer to sell, quote, the domain name to complainant after inquiry by complainant does not make its interest illegitimate, end quote. That's from Car Toys versus Informa Unlimited. See also General Machine Products Company versus Prime Domains, in which the panel concludes that because the registrant is, quote, in the business of selling generic and descriptive domain names, the registrant does not have a legitimate interest in the domain name, end quote. In order to mount a successful legitimate interest defense on the basis of a bona fide offering of goods and services, a registrant need only show, quote, demonstrable preparations, end quote, to market the goods and services in question. So far, there has been no consistent interpretation of exactly what constitutes demonstrable preparation. Some panels have focused on capital expenditures dedicated towards plans to market goods and services, while others have upheld a very minimal threshold in showing demonstrable preparation. For example, in Shermax Retail versus CES Marketing Group, the panel ruled that even, quote, perfunctory, end quote, preparations to market a generic domain name constitutes a legitimate interest. The panel went on to say, quote, where the domain name and trademark in question are generic, and in particular where they comprise no more than a single short common word. The rights interest inquiry is more likely to favor the domain name owner. The ICANN policy is very narrow in its scope. It covers only clear cases of cyber squatting and cyber piracy, not every dispute that might arise over a domain name. End quote. An individual, business, or other organization that has been commonly known by the domain name. A second source of the legitimate interest defense involves indications that the registrant has been commonly known by the domain name even if it acquired no trademark rights. A typical case in this branch of legitimate interest is that of Avnet Inc. versus Aviation Network. In that case, the registrant was known by the name Avnet for more than 10 years prior to registration of the domain name. Another interesting case decided in favor of the registrant is that of Digitronics Inventioneering Corporation versus At6Net Registered. In that case, two domain names were in dispute, 6.net and 6net.com. The panel upheld the registrant's rights to both domains, citing evidence that the registrant was commonly known as 6.net and that that common knowledge gave it a legitimate interest in 6net.com. The ruling tends to diminish the distinction between various top-level domains. For the status of GTLDs in U.S. patent and trademark law, see the section on registering domain names as trademarks in the U.S. Legitimate non-commercial or fair use of a domain name without intent for commercial gain to misleadingly divert customers or to tarnish the trademark or service mark at issue. The third branch of the legitimate interest defense is one that arbitrators have so far applied least often. The simple explanation for the limited utilization of this type of defense may be that most of the registrants involved in disputes have appeared to seek commercial gain. The best example of a successful non-commercial use defense is in the case of Western Hay Company versus Carl Forrester. In this case, the panel accepted evidence that the respondent operated a non-commercial web-based discussion group. It should be noted, however, that although the complainant in the case was a business commonly known as Western Hay, it did not have a trademark or, in the view of the panelists, take significant action to acquire the mark. Defenses to the allegation that the name is identical or confusingly similar to the trademark. Though complainants have generally found it quite easy to show that the word or words used in a domain name bear a substantial resemblance to their mark, in those cases where panelists have looked into the validity and strength of the complainant's claim to a mark, findings of a weak mark have been used to bolster rulings in favor of respondents. Complainants that have not acted promptly or sufficiently to protect their mark or trade name have had a particularly difficult time of showing bad faith use. See Grodberg versus Rugley Enterprises, questioning complainant's interest because he, quote, did little in a timely manner to protect his exclusive interest in the domain names he now seeks to claim, end quote. Though there were other factors in favor of the respondents, the complainant's relatively weak mark and subsequent delay in pursuing the claim clearly influenced the panel. Words used in a domain name bear a substantial resemblance to their mark. In those cases where panelists have looked into the validity and strengths of complainants' claim to a mark, findings of a weak mark have been used to bolster rulings in favor of the respondent. Complainants that have not acted promptly or sufficiently to protect their mark or trade name have had a particularly difficult time of showing bad faith use. See the dispute over phonespell.com, questioning the complainant's interest because he, quote, did little in a timely manner to protect his exclusive interest in the domain names he now seeks to claim, end quote. Though there were other factors in favor of the respondent, the complainant's relatively weak mark and the subsequent delay in pursuing his claim clearly influenced the panel. One of the main purposes of the UDRP is to provide a quick, cheap, and easy means to adjudicate domain name disputes between trademark holders and bad faith registrants of domain names.